Crisis can be defined as a decisive moment, often associated with danger or great difficulty. Crisis creates a turning point in our lives, forcing us to make fundamental changes and opening up insight or recognition of who we really are in regard to our lives and the lives of others. But crisis is not the only route by which we can attain such insight. However, sadly, we often create crisis to enable us to move to the next important stage of expression in our lives. Our soul has a purpose, a direction. This is why every individual life has its own importance and should be both recognized and honored for such unique purpose. However, for many people, there are times when our conscious mind takes control to the detriment of the unconscious soul expression. When this happens over a period of time, conflict results, which will always be solved through some form of crisis. To plan to avoid crisis in our lives, let's start by examining the positive potential which crisis liberates within us as an individual soul awaiting clear, authentic expression. Crisis is about shock, anger, fear, compassion, helplessness. These elements of crisis result in our shifting from the familiar daily routine to looking at our life, the people around us, and the actions we take from a new perspective. In addition, a whole host of emotions surface, with anger at the top and most memorable, because of the force it exerts on us at this moment in time. It becomes a powerhouse for us taking action, as we no longer tolerate the situation facing us. As one of the most powerful emotions, it fuels our ability to express our innermost feelings and desires. Another powerful emotion, fear, leads us to become both physically as well as emotionally more alert. In becoming more aware this way, and over long periods of time, a spark is created, allowing other powerful emotions and associated thoughts to surface. Our ego often leads to an arrogant view of ourselves in terms of our immortality and the power that we perceive we have over others. In crisis, the ego is temporarily knocked to one side. As this process continues, we become more receptive, which in many cases can lead to a real sense of enlightenment in our life and our relationship to both people and situations composing our life. The sense of helplessness which accompanies crisis has at its core the breaking down of self-limiting old historical boundaries which we've created, opening up positive doors to unfound expression through asking for and allowing ourselves to receive help, creating an energetic shift of balance within us between the ego and the inner unconscious self. It is the opening up or expansion of awareness at many important levels. So, the net result of crisis are core insights, clarity, awareness of real, authentic wants or wishes, powerful inner needs and guidance, which have, up until the crisis, either been denied or allowed to become distorted. If you know people close to you who have faced a crisis, you will have seen how, mixed up in all the fear and anxiety, there was an inner peace based on a simple sense of knowing. When people recall such an experience, they find it difficult to put into words what it was that they experienced which helped them to find the way through. I came to realize that all people connect with a true inner knowing through intuition. Many people are aware of the positive results of crisis. We often hear how after such experiences, those people make substantial changes in their lives based on no longer wishing to waste life by not expressing their full potential. Why is this so? Let's make a brief examination of what happens in crisis. Our familiar life patterns, call them habits if you like, no longer function. We begin to experience aspects of our life as if almost for the first time. We become more aware at a number of levels, experience emotions that we've kept hidden, look at the familiar lifestyle from a new perspective, relate to people and situations in a different way. When people follow this true inner guidance in both the small as well as big decisions they're called upon to make, then life begins to flow in an effortless way. It's difficult for our rational mind to believe that this could be so, because it looks at life and events in a cold, analytical manner, requiring logical connections to provide the proof. This analytical capacity is like a double-edged sword, for when in balance it is a powerful tool for creating change in our life, but on the other hand can keep our mind closed to many important experiences. Such experiences are how we relate to, enjoy and learn from the world outside of us. These experiences also are how we relate to, benefit and learn to express our inner needs. So what is required to make the necessary changes in perception or the way in which we relate to these important facets of self? Unfortunately, I've seen how it took crisis of some substantial degree to make a person step outside of the seductively familiar lifestyle they have created, to begin to experience making a new connection. Saddened that this is too often the case is what has spurred me on to retire from being a therapist in order to devote all of my time to writing and teaching, and thereby showing people how to avoid such crises in their lives by creating a powerful connection between these two crucial aspects of self, logic and intuition.